online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
It might be hot and sunny in Kent at the moment, but we're being warned to expect thunderstorms later. The Met Office has issued a yellow alert from 2 this afternoon until the early hours of tomorrow. We're told it could lead to flooding, travel disruption and power cuts. In spite of the warning, forecasters also say we could see record-breaking temperatures today. It's thought we could reach 37 degrees in the southeast of England. We're all being urged to drink enough water to avoid heat stroke and wear plenty of sun cream. Dr. Julian Spinks is a GP in Strood.
One of the problems is we're not actually used to summers like this in the UK. So people think they're not going to burn. When they go on holiday, they cover up and they put sun cream on and so on. But then they think in the UK we're all right.
Meantime, there are still problems for Eurotunnel services from Folkestone this lunchtime because of the heat. The scorching temperatures caused problems with their aircon yesterday, leading to delays of around 5 hours. You're facing a wait of 2 hours at the moment and won't be able to buy day tickets. Stay with KMFM for travel updates.
KMFM News.
A 17-year-old boy has been arrested in Kent on suspicion of murder after another teenager was stabbed to death. The victim, who was 18, was attacked in Lambeth in South London on Wednesday and died in hospital. Detectives are also keen to speak to a moped rider who was nearby at the time. Firefighters have been called to tackle a blaze in a field on the Isle of Sheppey. Around 1,000 square metres of corn caught alight in Walden just after midday. Huge plumes of smoke could be seen from Laysdown. It's not yet known how it started. Campaigners reckon we've typically been paying £2.20 too much every time we filled up our cars with fuel over the past month. Kent-based Fair Fuel UK says retailers are failing to pass on cuts in wholesale prices. And there's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see a rare blood moon in Kent skies tonight. You've got the best chance of spotting it at about 9 o'clock if you look towards the southeast horizon. Ian Hargraves is the chairman of the Mid-Kent Astronomical Group. He told us there are other things to look out for too.
Normally, if a full moon is out, you don't see that many stars. Because the moon is in total eclipse, you can actually see quite a few stars quite close to the moon that you wouldn't normally see.
Sport. With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Cricket and Kent will be hoping any thunderstorms stay away tonight as they take on Sussex Sharks in the T20 Blast. The Spitfires are currently top of the South Group with the visitors to Canterbury in fourth. Coach Matt Walker says the opposition will be tough though.
Sussex are probably the favourites, I would say. Probably to win the whole competition, I would suggest, with their lineup and their team and their bowling attack especially. It'll be a real challenge and we're going to have to be absolutely on it.
Play's due to get underway at 7. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.